Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We got all the way to the bottom of the Yom, top of Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, but we have to just do a quick chazara to understand where we're holding. So, with everybody's kind permission, we'll go back to Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, six lines from the top, where the Gemara brings a brisa of Desanya, a brisa. The Braisa talks about Nosna Be'ilon L'malam Yasar Etzvach. A person put his Erev for Shabbos. Put it there, Erev Shabbos. And it has to be there by Benish Moshes. He put it on a tree higher than 10 Tvachim from the ground. What's the halacha? Ein Eruvoy Erev. Erev is no good. Now why is Erev no good? What's the problem? The problem is that he is removed from the Erev. The Erev is l'malam yasar etzvachim, which means, by definition, that it's in a rishus hayochid, because we're assuming that the tree is four tvachim wide. He put on the tree higher than 10 tvachim from the ground. 10 by 4 by 4 gives it in a rishus hayochid. He happens to be down below, rishus adam. And Rashi points out that even though we said yesterday in the Gemara, according to Rava, that a person gets automatically the four amos around his Erev, and so therefore it becomes like a Rishus HaYochid, so it's carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, what's the problem? Rashi says, but don't forget that the Gemara gave an Ukimta in our Mishnah, which applies also to our Braisa, that it's talking about that there was a horizontal branch of the tree, and he put the Erev at the end of that branch. And that branch was more than four amos long. It was, for instance, five or six amos. And therefore he put the Erev at the end of that fifth or sixth amos. It's now beyond his dalet amos. To be able to go and get it, he'd have to go and carry from Rishus HaYochid through the Rishus HaRabim to where he's standing next to the tree, Rishus HaYochid. Yes, Barry.
Why are we measuring his dalet amos from the trunk of the tree when he put his Erev at the end of that branch, six, seven amos away?
That's a very good question. And the answer is it all depends on where he wants to be shoveis. As you'll notice, when we learned the case here on the bottom of the Amud, last two lines, said the Gemara, where the branch is extending beyond four amos. Now you and I would say, Mister, think about being shoveis. Shoveis means to reside right underneath where you put your Erev. Guess what did he do? Look at the top of the
Amud.
Thank you. And he says, I want to be at the center of the tree, at the Ikor. Ikor means the trunk of the tree. Why does he want to be there? Presumably because over Shabbos it's going to be hot, it's going to be cold,
shade.
It's going to be shade, he wants it in case it rains, he wants to be the Ikor. Akash of Amas. But you're right. If he had decided to be next to where the tree's Erev is, in other words, at that fifth Amud level, that would be his Dalet Amos. His Dalet Amos is around him and around the Erev. You're absolutely right. It would be perfect. But, you know, life is not a utopia. So, anyway, so that's the first case. That's why he can not be more asked. Okay, fine. He cannot go and carry it in the space between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. Why can't he go and climb on the branch of the tree, which is all part of the Rishus HaYochid, and that way then go and take the Erev from the fifth Amma and bring it back with him in the four Ammas because the whole tree is Rishus HaYochid. Remember, the Gemara said yesterday, it's talking about Kishirabin Mikatzin Olav. A lot of people use that branch of the tree to go and adjust their pekelech, to go and put down their hats and their jackets or whatever. They're using it for various purposes. So it has a status like Rishus HaRabim. So once again, if you try to go and climb the tree and get the Erev and take it to you over that branch, you'd be going from the Shisram, Shisyochan, Shisram problems. Anyway, so getting back to the price. So Nos to be Elon the Malam, it's higher than 10 Tvachim from the ground. Ein Eruv Erev. The Erev is considered to be the Shisyochan. He's down to Shisarabim. It's a no-no. Now you can go and skip three lines. And we get to where it says in the price, Nos Noi Bikal Kola, halfway down the up. instead of putting the Erev on a branch, he put it in a basket. The Toloi B'ilan, he hung the basket from the tree. Even though the basket is higher than 10 tvachim from the ground, Eruvoi Erev, the Erev works, Divrei Rebbe. There's a chachamim, then there was a discussion, but we learned that all yesterday. The Gemara's question is a very obvious question. We go four lines from the bottom of the Amid. Hi, Ilan Heichidami. Explain to me what's going on with this Ilan. Basically, the Gemara's kasha is going to be very simple. Why, if you put it on the branch of the tree, Lamala Miasara Tvachim, Ein Eruv Eruv? But if you put it in a basket and you put it in that same place attached to the tree, all of a sudden, Eruv Eruv. Manishtana, if you put it on the branch or if you put it in the basket. Explain to me the configuration of the tree. Either less be arba, if you're going to tell me that the trunk of the tree is less than 4 tfachim wide, in other words, it's a skinny tree, then makam pturhu. Then I don't even have a case of a separate shusiyachim, because instead of being 4 by 4 by 10, it's going to be 3 by 3 by 10. That's a makam ptur. If it's a makam ptur, then you're allowed to go and take things off of the tree on Shabbos. This is not a caramelist. This is a makam ptur. Makam ptur, you're allowed to take things off, you're allowed to put things on.
It wouldn't even need an Erev.
It wouldn't need an Erev. Well, remember, let's not confuse the two Erevim. You're thinking now of Eruv Chatzeres of carry. We're thinking of Eruv Tchumen to be able to walk beyond the 2,000 amos. And so therefore, what the Gemara says is, the reason why you said until now Ein Eruv Eruv is because you cannot get to your Eruv. And we said yesterday in the Gemara there's a rule when it comes to Eruv Tchumen. It's got to be who? The Eruvai Ben Mokim Echad, his residence, and the Eruv's residence has to be in one location, one place. And therefore, if he is down below in the Shisarab, and if the Eruv is up above, in above 10 Tvachim from the ground, if it would be 4 by 4 by 10, it would be a Rosh Hashanah, and you wouldn't be able to go and take it for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. That would be a major problem. However, says the Gemara, if it's less than 4 by 4, then it's a Makom Ptur. If it's a Makom Ptur, then you can easily go and carry. Can you hear us, Steve? Are you sure? Okay, fine. So, thank you very much. So, Nachman, if it's less than 4 by 4, it's a Makom Ptur. If it's a Makom Ptur, then there's no problem of taking the Erev from the tree and taking down to you and putting it back up and doing calisthenics up and down, back and forth. It doesn't make a difference because it's a Makom Ptur. Elamai Yisbe Abba, if it does have 4 by 4, so then I understand why in the Reisha Ein Eruv Erev, that's a Shusha Yochid, I'm a Shusha Rabim, Chob. So I put in the basket, mazel tov. So what have I accomplished by putting it? And if I put a blue ribbon around it, will that make it even better? I mean, what have I accomplished by putting it in the basket? The Reish is talking about it was 4 by 4 by 10, and therefore that's why Ein Eruvoi Eruv. You don't have who the Eruvoi B'mokim Acher. Seifa, the last be arba. Seifa is talking about that it did not have arba tefachim. The kalkola mashlim mosili arba, and the basket is mashlim arba. Now, how is the basket mashlim arba? It means that the tree trunk itself is lamashal two amis wide. The kalkola's bottom and content is also two amis wide. If you can go and add 2 plus 2, you would get 2. 4, now it's 4 amas wide. But there's one problem, and that is that I have the wall of the basket and the wall of the tree. How do the two merge? Also, the tree happens to be a solid trunk. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Sovala Kerem Meir, Sovala Kerem Yehuda. Rebbe holds like Kerem Meir, and he holds like Kerem Yehuda. That's how we're going to get the heter for the kalkon. So, explains the Gemara. Now we've had this chokin lehashlim already before, and we had in Shabbos, we had an Arab Masechta. This is talking about a person that has a doorway, and the doorway is formed like an arch. Arch meaning that it doesn't come out rectangular, but it's rounded on top. Okay, what's the problem? problem is, do you have to put a mezuzah on the doorpost or not? Why not? Oh, so to have a chiv of a doorpost, it has to be the same type of dimensions that we're talking about. It's got to be four open, four tvachim open, and it's got to be 10 tvachim tall. Okay, well, most psachim are like that. However, what happens if you have that the arch starts arching, in other words, it starts getting circular, already at the 5, 6, 7, 8 tvachim line from the ground. Right? On the bottom, on the ground, you measure from doorpost to doorpost, from one side of the arch opening and to the other side, more than 4 tvachim. Beautiful. But as it gets up higher and higher, then the arch begins, and then guess what? And then the room, the space between right doorpost and left doorpost, gets less and less than the 4 tvachim. It starts getting 3.9 and 3.8 and 3.5 and 3.4.
May I guess?
Yes.
You just imaginarily complete the rectangle where the curve is, and that is going to problem?
No? So, Ed has helped us out in understanding how this works. Reb Meir says, Choykin Lahashna. Choykin Lahashna means that if there is enough room, that were you to chisel away and cut away the arch, you could rectangularize it, assuming that there is such a word, and go and square it up, so that in fact, at the top of the arch, you would have 10 tvachim, and it would be 4 tvachim wide. You could do that if there is enough wall to work with, if it's just the arch on its own, and there is no outside wall. You're walking just through an arch, like in the street, and you walk through an arch. So sometimes, guess what? If you're going to start being Chayk L'Hashlam, there won't be anything left. The whole thing will klutz. But if you can be Chayk L'Hashlam because there is wall around it, on the top, on the bottom, on the sides, good. So then chisel it. Now, you don't have to physically chisel it. All you have to do is virtually chisel it. Everybody knows the term virtually today because everybody works remotely, and all these fancy words that people didn't know about. Whoever heard of Zoom until now? Zoom always meant a car that was zooming ahead at 100 miles an hour, right? Anyway, but to cut the long story short, so Choykem HaHashlam, Reb Meir says, if you can envision the cutting out of the additional piece so that you'll have 4 wide, even at 10 tvachim tall, gevaldik. So says Reb Meir, you do the same thing over here. Says, not Reb Meir, but Rebbe says in our Braisa, many may borrow this, what you're going to do is you're going to go and carve out from the top of the tree, Ashtikala, and you're going to go and merge it together with the basket. Question is, does this version have it yet? It does not. But the Mormon, yours also doesn't have it.
No, same thing.
It's your blue gemara.
Don't be the newer one.
Can you please? Shkoyer, thank you very much. The blue one that I have at home is a more up-to-date version. It has a beautiful picture of a Choyk and Lahashim.
And then one of the first five from Dr. Allah.
Oh, that's good too. Okay, we should bring my gemara from home. Okay. Pirish Chai, this is Gebaldik. So, you have all of these fancy Choyk and Lahashims, possibilities of carving them out. This is the arch. Everybody sees, yeah, it's beautiful. Okay. You have this arch, see how it goes lower, goes higher. Anyway, if you're able to carve out, this is very nice. From here to here is 4. From here to here is 2 or 3. If you can go and cut this out, and make it open. Right? That's quick enough.
Imaginary,
good. Now we're going to have the same thing, the question for the thing. A virtual. I don't see a picture of the Kalkova.
That's it.
Then went back to
the Daf.
You went back. Oh,
Shkoy.
You did the right thing. Thank you. So now let's go to Lamed. We'll see if there's a picture here. Lamed Gimel. Okay. All right. You have your basket here on top. Your basket.
I think I divide the basket like the part that's in the forearm horse and the part that's not.
There's a basket over here. You have baskets everywhere. Boy, you didn't put a basket.
Anyway,
it's a half a basket. And here's the half, half in the sense that it's stretched against the wall.
Are they
of the
crate. Attached or are they just the
It's adjustably attached. They're not attached with screws and with
rubber bands
and safety glue or no crazy glue. But it is here attached to the tree. So now the circumference of the basket is 2. Circumference of the tree is 2. But if you can imaginarily go and etch out or carve out of the tree two amis, add the two plus the two.
Four tvachim.
Thank you. Two tvachim. Two tvachim becomes four tvachim. Right? So at least you get an idea of how it works. Let's send this back to Barry Shkoyev. Very good.
The binders.
Okay. So, according to Meir, we're going to have the benefit of Koichin Lahashlim, and we're going to have now the benefit of a four tvachim wide kalkola. It's really only two tvachim wide, but now we're going to have the benefit through Koichin Lahashlim, a four tvachim wide kalkola. Why do I want to have a four tvachim wide kalkol? Says Imar v'savolak Rabbi Yehuda the Amar, but in an eruv al gabi mokim arba'a v'leka. This is Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. We haven't had this previously, except for the end of yesterday's year. But Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're putting up an eruv lemala me'asara tvachim, it has to be in a mokim choshuv. What is the definition of a mokim choshev? It has to have a landing of four tvachim. My kalkola is only two tvachim, says Rebbe. If there is enough in the tree trunk that you can be chokik lahashlim, that there's two tvachim here, there's two tvachim over here, we will do this virtual etching, engraving, chiseling, and now we're going to have the bottom of the kalkola being four tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda will hold a gewaldige erev. Great Gemara, my Rabbi Yehuda, who's this Rabbi Yehuda? The son of Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No, it's koira b'shusaram. You take a koira. Koira means a beam. And you go, push into the shusaram, into the floor. You embed it in the floor. V'niach ruva elea. And you put an erev all the way on top. Gevoya yud. 10 tfachim from the ground. Urachav adalit. And if the koira is wide, 4x4, Eruvoi Eruv, and the Eruv is great. Why is the Eruv great? Because I have the benefit of a Rishus Hayochid, and I'm down 1 second. If it's up above 4x4x10 Rishus Hayochid, I'm down Rishus Rabin. How's Eruvoi Eruv?
Right.
Says Rashi, it's talking about a case without that long branch that we were talking about. It's talking about that he is standing, remember by the tree the problem was, at a 5 amma long branch. And he put the Erev at the end of that branch. We said in the Gemara, but had there not been that long horizontal branch, if the Erev would be next to the tree trunk or within 2 or 3 ammas of the tree, no problem, because you always get 4 ammas around your residence on Shabbos, where you're going to reside for a Eruvei Tchumen purposes.
Yeah,
exactly. That was what we had Rava said yesterday. Keeping the Omer Rava 4 lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis, Omer Beis, keeping the Omer Rava, no, it's Eruvei Yeshlei Arba Amois, right? At the end of Lamed Beis, Omer Beis, the last 3-4 lines. Keeping the Omer Rava, no, it's Eruvei Yeshlei Arba Amois. Wherever you put your Erev, where you're residing, you have 4 Amos, a room and a room. Have the Rishus Yachid. Rishus Yachid Oilan Rekia. The reason why we didn't have the benefit of that in yesterday's Gemara, because of the Ilan HaNoita Chutzla Aramamis, because he put the Erev beyond 4 Amis. He has 4 Amis. I want to get to my Erev. My Erev is an Amun number 5 or number 6. So Barry said, well, let him reside underneath the Erev. He could have done that. He should have done that. But he didn't do that. But it's Kav Nishmois Mikra, right? That was your question at the outset of the Shem. Anyway, that's all by a tree. A koira is just one big fat beam that you put into the ground. So if it has 4x4, and you have the benefit of Rishus HaYochid, Arum and Arum, like Rava said, then you have the benefit of that 4x4x10, Eruvoi Erev, the Erev is Givaldig. That's the Rabbi Yehuda that we're talking about, that requires that it be a Mokoyim Dalit Al Dalit.
Yeah, does it totally encompass this? Or they merge the two? It's like those, you know, when you're in elementary school, they have sets and you intersect. One is 4, and he gets 4. So this 4 merges into the 4 out of the Rishus.
In this Gemara here?
Yes.
Since he is standing right next to the Koda,
right.
So it may not be exactly, in other words,
he may be a little bit away.
Yeah, it could be a tefach away, amah away, exactly. But since they're both within the same four amas, there is an overlap, whichever way you look at it.
So it's an overlap, but it doesn't have, it's not totally compensated.
Yeah, but presumably it could be a little bit, could be to the right of the top of the korni, could be to the left a little bit, could be a little bit off. But in general, it would have enough of an overlap that you'd be within the same shus. So it's a shus yachid, eirev is a good eirev. And the Gemara is going to be medayik shortly in another couple of lines. Okay, let's go through the diak and then we'll go back. So Rabbi Yehuda says if it's gvoya yud chava dalet ruva eirev. So far so good. But now let's continue on. V'imulav, ilav means that if it's not what we just said, the Gemara assumes in the havamina that means it wasn't 10 tall, meaning that he didn't, the kora wasn't 10 tfachim from the ground. The kora was a shorty, it was only 9 tfachim or 8 tfachim from the ground, and he put on top of the kora his eruv. In love, ain eruv eruv. Then the eruv is no good. Afraid of what? It's not good. Adraba, who eruv b'malkim echad. It's always better if he is closer to the eruv. After all, he is standing on terra firma, on the ground. If the eruv happens to be within 9 tfachim from the ground, so then they're in the same makom, they're in the same rishos, and therefore, especially if you tell me the whole thing is rishos yachad, arum and arum, so he's rishos yachad, the trees in it, that the koyer is rishos yachad, everything rishos yachad. What's the problem over here? It should be better. It shouldn't be worse if it's lower down. It should be better.
Rishos rabim because it encompasses. He makes rishos yachad.
Exactly. That's rabim.
Right.
Just wherever you're standing.
Just so the other care what size the being is, right?
Exactly. Right. But it's preferable if it's lower than if it's higher, because then for sure, even see factually, it's not only halakhically, you see factually, he doesn't have to climb up the tree, he doesn't have to take a ladder, he's together. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara Elohaki Kamar. When it says the Imlav, it's not going on the Gvoya part, it's going on the Rechava part, meaning that if it's 10 tfachim from the ground, the Kora, it's 4 tvachim wide, 10 tvachim from the ground. You put the Erev on top, Erev is great. However, in love, if the Kora is 10 tvachim tall, but the Kora is a slim Kora, it's not a big fat beam, it's a skinny beam, and only has 3 tvachim wide, then it's no good. Avahachik Omar, Gevoya Asara Tzach Shehei Baroi Shehar Bo'o. If it's 10 tvachim tall, make sure that the thickness of your beam, the thickness of the place where you're putting the Erev, is 4 tvachim wide. Ein gvoy asara, ein tzar shehei b'roi sh'arba. Once it's lower than 10, you don't need b'roi sh'arba. And fakert, says Rashi, that if it's gvoy, if it's higher than 10, and it's not b'roi sh'arba, it's not a good Erev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when you are placing your Erev not on the ground, but on a tree, in a wall, on a korah, make sure that if it's above 10 tvachim, then you have 4 tvachim wide. The reason for that is because that's Rabbi Yehuda at the top of the Amid, third line, but inon Erev al mokin arba'a veleka. The Erev has to be on a good landing. Good landing means it has to be at least 4x4. And therefore, that's why the Braisa said, the Imlav. Imlav means if it's not Rechava Dalet, it's only Rechava Gimel, and the Erev is Lamala Meyut Fochim, Ein Eruvoy Erev. So just stop here just for 1 second. So getting back to our original Elon, our original Braisa. Braisa said on the Omer Aleph, but if you put your Erev on the tree, ain't eruv eirev. But if you put it in the kalkola lemala miasar tvachim on the tree, eruv eirev. And the Gemara asks, manishtana, what's the difference between if you do have a basket, you don't have a basket? So the Gemara said, in the ratio is talking about is for a book, and therefore 4x4, and it's higher than 10, and therefore it's a shusha yachid, and I happen to be in the shusha rabbin, and therefore I can't get to it, and I got a problem. Why can't they get to it? That's a tree. Fifth Amma, he could have resided there, but he didn't. He resided at the trunk of the tree. Bottom line is, he cannot go and carry from one shus to the other shus and stop at Mokim Echad. Ain't a Ruvi. So how does it help if it's in a Kalkala? Oh, because Chalkom had, you know, two amis, and the tree trunk had two amis. I'm going to be mashlim it now too. Four. No, I'm sorry, tvachim. Every time I say amis now for the next half hour, please, it's probably, not necessarily, probably it's tvachim. Anyway, so you had two tvachim of the Chalkom, two tvachim of the tree, you measure them together, you have four tvachim. Okay, why did you have to go merge them together? Because Rabbi Yehuda requires that it be four tvachim wide. How did you go merge them together? Says Rabbi Meir, you go and cut it out.
Well, this way. You're doing the same thing that you did with the archway. You're
yes, exactly. Same thing with the archway. But now the question is, what have I accomplished with all of that? So now I have taka, a tree which is 10 tvachim, and it's 4 by 4, not as a result of the tree itself, but as a result of the choykim lahashlim, like the archway, and but the mice is still stuck with the same question as we had originally. It's 10 tvachim high, it's now halachically 4 tvachim wide inside the kalkola because of this choykim lahashlim. Okay, mazel tov, but what have I accomplished? Aren't we still at the same question? It should be Ein Eruvoi Erev because it's higher and he is lower. Why does it say over here that if you have a Kalkola, Eruvoi Erev? So the Gemara doesn't address that. But Rashi addresses it. And Rashi says something fascinating. So we have to look at the Rashi starting from the top of the Yomid Vesavoka Reb Meir, all the way at the top, top line. Yomer Gavi Kippa by the archway, Choykin Mahashlin. Umil, Rishusa Yachid Gemura Loihavah. When you put it in the Kalkola at the top, it's not Rosh Hashanah and Gemurah. In other words, had it been really 4 by 4 by 10, Rosh Hashanah and Gemurah, and that's why Ein Eruv Eif. In our case, however, over here, Afa Gavda Rosh Hashanah and Gemurah, oh, I skipped the line. Me Rosh Hashanah and Gemurah lehava, even the Ein B'tachtisoi Shal Ilan Roch of David. Yes, up above, I had the benefit of the Chokikin Lehashlim to make a kalkola with a button of 4 tvach. That's great up above. Avagav de beroy shirach barba, the kalkola mashli malay. The kalkola is 2 tvach, and the trees 2 tvachim are mashlim to 4 tvach. However, lo yhav rishis yachid, the tree is not deemed to be a full rishis yachid. Elim ke maschel liois roch boi arboa. You know when this tree would have the status of a Rishus HaYachid? Only if the 4 Tvachim width starts Gimel Tvachim from the ground. But here the 4 Tvachim width only starts all the way on top, because the Kalkol is all the way on top. So the Choykin Lahashlim is all the way on top. That's not going to help you from the bottom. The bottom of the tree is still the skinny, mini little tree of only 2 or 3 tvachim wide. So, who says that there's a difference? Says Rashi, don't you remember the famous canoes of Meishon? What are butzinais? They're canoes. The bottom of the boats come to a point. They're very pointy at the bottom. And therefore at the bottom of the canoe, you don't have 4 tvachim wide from wall of the canoe to the other wall. It's much, much thinner. It comes down to 1 tefach or less. But the canoe could be a big canoe, and the walls come up nice and big and wide. And the walls of the canoe are even 10 tvachim tall. And marchibas harbe means that there's a lot of space. You can have 5 or 10 or 20 people sitting in the canoe from one side to the other. You cannot go and carry more than 4 amas. Why not? They're 10 tvachim tall. And from end to end, from side to side of the canoes, it's much wider than 4. But down below, when it comes pointy, etc. It's exactly the same reason, just like those canoes. And so therefore, we are now finally answering the Gemara's kasha that we started off with. What was the kasha? If you put the Erev on top of the tree, it's 4 by 4 by 10, Ein Eruv Erev. But you put a Kalkola, oh, tremendous, now you got a Eruv Erev. what did we accomplish with that kalkala? We did a chayken ha'ashlim, and we made it four tvachim, and so therefore now it's 4 by 4 by 10, and to be eneru ve'erev. And it says in the Braisa, eneru ve'erev. Says Rashi, I'll tell you why eneru ve'erev. Because even though lamala it's taka 10 by 4 by 4, but you got to also look lamata at the bottom, just like the bottom of the canoe comes to a point. Our tree comes to 3 tvachim down below. So although for Rabbi Yehuda's purposes that you need a mokum arbo al arbo, great job. Chaykin Hashlim, mezuzah, archway, Rabbi Meir, beautiful. That's all them up. But the mat, it doesn't become a reshus hayochid. So what does it become down below? At the most it becomes a karmelis. Oh, if it's a karmelis, so how does that help? Because you're not allowed to go and carry from a Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, or Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. It's Osa Midrabanan. But we're talking according to Rabbi. Says Brother Shai, what does Rabbi hold? That if it's called of a Shumishim Shvus, they go through all of Benash Moshois. That's why, if it's on the tree, Taka 4 by 4 by 10, cannot. Why can't you? Because then you're talking about taking it down from Rishus HaYochid. Well, he's also saying Rishus HaYochid. Yeah, but remember, it's 5 amas long, not tvachim, 5 amas long, that branch. And so therefore, Rishus HaYochid, a no-no. That ain't Ruvayim. But if you put up your kalkola and you made it 4 by 4, and down below, it's a skinny, mini little tree, so it's not Rishus HaYochid. He gets a dinner of a karmelis. Karmelis, you'll have to go and carry from one to the other. Bainish Moshe's time, because it's Rebbele Shittosai. That's why a Ruvay Eid of the Eid would be good after.
This seems pretty remote. I mean, we're talking about the branch is 10 feet long, and we're talking about the trunk of the tree is only 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim.
Yeah.
I don't think this tree can exist.
Can it exist in the theoretical world?
I guess also, why
in the virtual
say,
world.
Why don't we say Pitikra? Why don't we say that
Pitikra Yoyed Vesoysen. That's going to be the next Gemara. So thank you for the segue into next Gemara. You're helping us out. Zokti Moravaita.
Before we go there.
Yes, before we go to the next Gemara.
Where we have the case where we put the bean, which is a rabbi.
Yes.
There's a Rosha Arba. So in Arba.
Yeah. This is halacha of Rabbi Yehuda that to have a mokum choshev, it has to be only if it's all the way on top. But if it's down below, you don't have to have such a mokum choshev, even if it's only 3 by 3 or 2 by 2. You can have a kosher erev. What's the reason for that? The Gemara doesn't go into it, but Rashi goes into it. And Rashi says that the reason is because of kolamat miyud kluta kemosha hunchadamia. It's less than 10. It's a shesharabim, but it's like it's on the floor. See, it becomes a shesharabim for certain purposes, but not for other purposes. If he's standing around this kora, since it's not on the shalom branch, and then has the dalaramis, and if it's a shesharabim, the kora is a shesharabim, he's a shesharabim, so that's not an issue. The fact that it's lower than 10, it's as if it's lying on the ground. So then the ground is certainly more than 4 by 4, so you don't have to have he's special 4x4
dinner. In his own
Rishus HaYochid. Right.
Okay. He's a super lover.
Super lover.
3 tvachim, how we're saying.
Even 9 tvachim. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. But we had this concept already yesterday, slightly differently. We said, Mosa command the Malyadam. So if we filled up the entire city with soil from the ground all the way to 10 tvachim. So that's a real lover that you're filling in the gaps with all of this soil. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, it says the word Kiman. Kiman, where?
That was the one where we said that there's a ditch no matter how far down it goes.
That we're going to talk about a little bit later. You're on top of it. On top of it, Uri Shkoyach.
I'm Baruch.
Baruch Hashem. Kiman, the loy kereb yoysi, you didn't on top of it, down below. Yeah. Okay, Kiman, the loy kereb yoysi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara that we just spoke about with Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, assuming Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is the son of Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a dispute between the father and son, which is not so uncommon. We just had the other day, Machlok is Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? Rabbi said, Diren Dvarai Midvarav, that was his father. This line he says in the Brice, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Noatz Kana B'Shisram. Oh, now we're not talking about a Kora, we're talking about a Kana. Kana by definition is a pole and not a beam. And what did he do? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda should get credit for, but I don't think he gets credit for being the first to invent basketball games. Because he niach at the top of the corner, he put a traskel. Traskel is a basket. Vizorek v'nochel gab, and then he threw the ball into the basket. Now, the reason why he doesn't get credit is because all of our baskets, unfortunately, they're all torn on the bottom. And so therefore, the ball never is retained. It always falls through. Apparently, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's basket was a traditional basket where you throw the ball in and it stays. Right? So that's why you can't give him credit for the basket, because all of ours are torn.
Right?
The
whole time. Hello, doesn't get credit for the sandwich.
Very good.
They cut it open to
Sorry?
No,
okay, good.
Because this is Jewish basketball, the baskets are only 10 feet from the ground, so anyone can score.
Very good. Very good. Beautiful. Anyway, so getting back to Agamar. So, Moksham, everybody is in a good mood, and we continue on. The sign of Yeshiva, you may know, it's Kanab Shazam, he put a pole into the ground. In Rosh Hashanah, the Yech Barosh Taskan, he put a basket all the way on top. Vizorg Vanachal Gabim, and he threw the ball all the way on top, and it landed in the Trasko. A basket, and it stayed up there. Chayov. It is chayov. Now, why would it be chayov? After all, he didn't have 4x4. It was on top of this tall corner. It was tak on top. He's chayov because he's throwing for the shusaram down below. Up to the shusaram and up above. And the Gemara is assuming that according to Yosef Yehuda, you don't need a dalad mokum chosh of the malam yarbot tvachim. And that's directly against what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said that above 10 tvachim you have to have a chosh of a mokum. That's why you had to go and bring the chiselers to go and chisel out the kalkola and the tree to go and make 4 tvachim. So Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need that. You put this corner can be skinny, mini, winny, makes no difference. Go and throw it up. Now the Gemara is assuming that the Trasko does have the shiurim of 4x4. Okay. But Rashi said before in explaining Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, but down below you didn't have 4x4. So even though up above you had 4x4, but you didn't have down below 4x4, it's not called Rosh HaSayachid. Right? Isn't that what Rashi said on the second line from the top of the Amid? Omir Rosh HaSayachid Gemura Lo Yehava. Right? The top of Rashi, second line. You don't have to turn it. Second thing, it's just repeated numerous times. Loi have it doesn't become Rishus Yochid Kim the Ein Betachtisa Shel Kilon Rochav Dalet. Even though Beroyshe Rochav Arba, but down below you don't have it. Just like the ship, like the canoes. See here that this corner is like a canoe. The down below you don't have 4x4. It's a pole. It's not a beam. So Frank Timura, how does Beroyshe hold that it's chay because you're throwing from Rishus Rabbi into Rishus Yochid? That's not Rishus Yochid because down below it's skinny mini. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda requires it to be fat down below to become Rosh HaSayachid. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda does not require it to be fat. Everyone for the time Rabbi Yosef Yehuda know, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda could all learn the same thing. The reason why Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagrees is also Hadron Mechitzta. In the case of the Traskel, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you have the benefit of good achis. What means good achis? You have these virtual walls coming down, all surrounding the Traskel. So the Traskel itself is 4x4. Now look upon the bottom of the basket as if somebody cemented to it a whole bunch of curtains, and the curtains are coming down from all four sides. So now, surrounding this corner, you have now a full Rosh HaSayachid of virtual walls created by good achis. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda and to the Rashi on top that a Rosh HaSayachid is only created if it's Rosh HaSayachid down below too. That's why the canoes, it's not Rosh HaSayachid, because it comes to a point. But here we have the benefit of Baruch Hashem, the good achis, comes all the way from upstairs, all the way down below. Guess what? We have now walled the 4x4. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda could agree with me. Rabbi Yehuda could agree with you. Then why did Rabbi Taka say that on top Eruv Eiriv, why doesn't it have a din of Rosh HaSayachid and he's Rosh HaSayachid? How does this work? Why don't we say also over here, good achis? So in Hosam Hadron Mechitzta Hachalei Hadron Mechitzta, here the good achis principle doesn't work. By the traskel it works, by the kalkola on the top of the tree it doesn't work. Manishtana, what's the difference between a traskel and a kalkola? They're both baskets. This is on top of a kana and this is on top of a tree. What's the nafkimina? So Rashi gives two nafkiminis. It's a short Rashi. We'll start three lines before the wide lines. It says Hosam Hadron Machitzais, says Rashi. Hatrasku Sigvevis Sakana. The Trasko is so the three lines before the wide lines. Before the wide lines.
The last three middle wide lines.
I'm sorry, there you have the narrow, the middle, and the real big wide line. Okay. So Hadron Hadron Machitzais, right? Three lines before the very the big, huge wide lines. Hasim Hadron Machitzais. Hatrasko Sivevis Esakonan. The Trasko is surrounding the Kona on top. In other words, the Trasko is smack in the middle of the Kona. It's different than our basketball, right? It's got to be against the wall. This is on top of the Kona. Okay. And since it's smack there in the middle, Shari Toch B'emtzi'isai. V'chei Amrin G'dach is Mechitzais. When we're going to go the G'dach and Mechitzais about this Traskel, Ara Karka, Nimtza Kona Mukif Mechitzais. He won't be able to get to the Kona because the Kona is going to be surrounded by Mechitzais. Shechaloli Arba, with the hollow space inside, is four. Sulek Alamei Mamidi. Nothing more to add, nothing more to subtract. The Trasko comes down with these beautiful machitzas, a room and a room, circumference of four tefachim, not amis, thank you, Barry, around the kana. You won't be able to get to the kana. It's surrounded by the machitzas. Good achas machitzta, it's a full rishus hayachid, and that's why when you throw your ball on top, you better make sure it has a hole. It shouldn't stay there, because it stays there, you're going to have rishus ram, rishus hayachid, you're going to have your on chops. But hocha, in our case, with the kalkola, continue the rashi now. Lo yehadr mechitzas, first wide line, all the way in the bottom. Says Rashi, the kalkola, ain't a makefes of Yoshe Ilan. The kalkola is not surrounding the center, the core of the tree. It's on the side, right? Like we saw in the pictures, it's on the side of the tree. V'chi amrinan good achis, akati islam lameimer choykin lahashlim, it's terufei kalkola b'hadi Ilan. To be able to form now a good achis mechitzas coming down, we need now two royans, two halacha l'moish b'sinais, two virtuals. What are the two virtuals? Number one, good achis, we want that the walls come down. Yeah, the walls aren't going to come down if you have a space of 4x4. I have a space of 4x4. Chaykin l'hashlim. Where do you have the chaykin l'hashlim? That itself is a quote-unquote a royan. We're going to deem it, we're going to look upon as if it was carved out. Now that it's carved out, now to look upon it as if their machitza is coming down, says Rashi, Gatar to Leomrina. We had the same concept, if you remember, a few days ago, where the Gemara said, one man yom holds, one roy in Amrina, but two roy in Leomrina. Here too, the Gemara says, to go and make the machitzas come down based on Gadachis, that I can live. To go and say, Choykin Lahashlim, that I can live. But to combine the two, Choykin Lahashlim, to go and form now four, and as a result now to go and have the walls come tumbling down the good achis, that's already too much. Tarti loy amin.
So therefore, Shazik were tachuv in the first Rashi.
Tachuv means that it is stuck in, it's attached, Emtz Yisrael, in the middle of that con. Tachuv, it's attached to it, it's stuck into it. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, in principle, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda are on the same page. They can agree. The only difference is, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda has the benefit of the good achis. It comes to Shusayachid. Excuse me, Rabbi Yehuda does not have the benefit of that because to get to good achis, you'd have to have two choykin hashim together with the good achis. Good. So that was, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful discussion. Now we get to Rabbi Yemiya. Now Rabbi Yemiya doesn't refer back to our discussion. Rather, he goes back to the original kasha that we had. What was the original kasha that we had? Why, when you put an Erev at the top of a tree, which is 10 by 4 by 4, you cannot take the Erev down and aim Eruv Erev. But if you put up a kalkala, Eruv Erev. Says Rabbi Yemiya, a very simple balabatusha answer. Shani kalkolo hayoviyochel lin toisa ulavia toichasara. We're talking about presumably a plastic. They didn't have plastic in those days. A wicker basket type of basket, and therefore it was very flexible. It was so flexible, and presumably it had two handles to it, like most baskets do. So you know what you did to go and get the eder from the basket. You didn't have to climb up the tree. Just go and take one of the handles down, leave the other handle attached to the tree, and then put your hand in and take the Erev out of the basket. Shani kalkola, v'yochel l'ntoisa. You can maneuver it. You can manipulate it. So that one of the openings of the basket within 10 and take the 8 of that. Oh! That's why the kalkola works, even though it's l'mal me'asara, but because you can go and maneuver. Very nice. Yosef Rapapik Amal Hashmait. Rapapik just repeated this shtikl Torah of Rabbi Yirmiya yochel l'ntoisa. You can flex the flexible basket. What do you do? Now, what is this talking about? This is talking about a very, very simple case. It's a mission we're going to have later on in Mir Tashem in another few days. You have 2 days back to back of Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the first day is Yom Tov, and the second day is Shabbos. And on Yom Tov morning, you want to go to, where do we want to go to hear the drasha? The Kishkan Halash. But the second day, which is Shabbos, I want to go to Yom Yush. And they're in different directions. So therefore I have to make my Erev to the north for Shabbos, and I have to go and make my, well, Yom Tov is before Shabbos. Yom Tov came first, so for Yom Tov I want to go to Yom Yush on day one. And on Shabbos, I want to go to Kishkanot. You're confusing me with all these crazy
names. You miss two?
Yeah, oh, it's a very good question. So we're going to get that in a moment. Anyway, the point is, on day number one, you wanted to go to Mokum number one. On day number two, you wanted to go Mokum number two. So Ed has just asked the obvious question. Do you have to put away two Eruvin? And the answer is, yes and no. What means yes or no? Ultimately, you will have to have two Eruvin, but you don't have to use two different Eruvin. You can use the same Eruv for both. But of course, you're going to have to move it from place to place. And that's why the first day has to be Yom Tov and not Shabbos. The first day would be Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to carry. Unless you had an Eruv. He's the one he's holding at. But anyway, so bottom line is the first day is Friday, is Yom Tov. Thursday night, before Ben Hashmashos, he makes sure to go to his initial Eruvei Chumen place, 2,000 Amos from where he lives. He puts down the Eruv Chumen. Says the Mishnah, Ketzer Oisa Melicha Berishay, means Thursday night. He puts it there before Ben Hashmashos, Umachshech Olav, and he waits there until after Ben Hashmashos to make sure that it's there on its Mokka. After that, V'noit Lu'Baloi. Even he doesn't have to wait until the next morning. That night after Ben Hashmashos is over, Ben Hashmashos was from 6 to 6:30, 7 o'clock is Machmer Reb Hanitam. He waited until 8 o'clock. Kolu Kola Kitzin. All of the schedules have now ended. Baruch Hashem, it's now night. And nightly he takes the Erev and he carries it back with him. Rabbi, he takes it home. So even though there's not going to be any food there for the next 24 hours, makes no difference. It's just got to be Kona Shvisa, his residence, at the time of Ben Hashmashos. Good. Now, but he wants to go on the second day, meaning on Shabbos, he wants to go somewhere else. Is B'Sheni, meaning on Friday evening, before the Zman, he goes and takes his Erev and he puts it on another location, in the other direction, same Erev.
During Yom Tov.
During Yom Tov. Presumably he made an Erev of Tavshim to be able to go prepare for Yom Tov Shabbos. So he can go cook, he can go make.
Maybe he's the very same Erev.
If he made the Erev Tavshim, could he make
Yes, yeah, good question. We had that question in the country a few years ago, where it was Yom Tov came up before Shabbos, and we wanted to know we have to make an Eruve Tavshilin for Yom Tov Shabbos, and we have to have an Eruve Chatzeres to be able to carry on Shabbos. Could you use the same Erev for both and make one bracha on both? It would be Chavilos Chavilos. So I remember I called up a very Choshev Adai and he says, Good to Shailah. He hadn't had a shy like that in a long time. He had to do some due diligence and he's going to get back to me.
What was the answer?
I don't remember. But anyway, but the answer, I think he said it was okay. But I don't rely on that. But the Maisa, here you have your case of he needs to put the Eruv Tchumen in a second place. On Friday evening before Shabbos, he'll put a new place before Ben Hashmashos. He'll make sure he gets to Ben Hashmashos time, puts it down before Ben Hashmashos, 1 minute before. Machshech Olav, wait there until after Ben Hashmashos, and now you have a good, beautiful second Mokim Erev for the second day. And V'oichlai, Rashi says, If he wants to, he can eat it. If not, he doesn't have to eat it. It just means to say, now he couldn't eat it before. Because if he ate up the Eidr from the first day, he wouldn't have an Eidr for the second day. Yeah, of course, he could put a different holiday. True. But if he wants to use the same Eidr a second time, now he can eat it because he doesn't need it anymore. So he can eat it Friday night, and he goes home. Good. So Gemara asks a very interesting question. Just like we said by the case of the four walls, that all you have to do is put it there, and it's to me, it's as if. Why don't you say also over here, it's as if. In other words, Amai, Neymar. I'm going to try to find the Rashi that really explains this, hits it on the head. Let's start Rashi four lines from the bottom. Ketani Mias. Hama'arev, right? You have Rashi, four lines from the bottom. There's a dot.
After the period.
Maybe you don't have the other period?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Ketani Mias. Hama'arev, Tzarech Lahanichai Erev. We're going back to our case over here. The Ma'arev has to go Mimoydach as Erev Lesoif Alpayim till end of 2000. Now I'm going to put it here. Famai Tzarech Lahanichai. Why does he have to even go to the place to put down the Erev? Mish'asoi l'shem Erev. Once he put together his peckle of the Erev foods, he puts it in a bag, he wraps it up nicely. Why don't we go and say that even if he doesn't bring it, it should be as if he brought it. To Amris, since you said by the basket, he doesn't actually have to physically open it up and take the Erev out. It's because he has the ability to go and open up the basket and take out the Erev from above to down below. So that's already enough. That was the din of Rav Papa. Right? What did Rav Papa say? He said, "B'shem Rav Yirmiyah, shani kakolah hayu v'yochel and toys alaviya toychasah." So you don't actually have to do it, but you have the ability, the availability. It's here too. Hayu v'yochel and toys v'hocher kiman v'yam tayi. No, Bishop said, "Rav, Rav Bishop said, Yochel, the kabbas of Yochel and Toysa, Umali, Hoy, the Yochel and Toysa, Umali, Yochel, Havia." So, what Rashi is explaining to the Moriskash, if you are able to go along with this Yochel, because he is able to, why don't you say Yochel also for purposes of the Erev? Meaning, what did I say by the basket? The basket is Lamala Meyud. But Eruv Eirev, because I could open it, I could take out the Eirev, and everything is great. So why, when it comes to putting an Eirev at the end of 2,000 Amis, why do I have to actually take it to the end of 2,000 Amis? Let me prepare it at home, and now say, Yiratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept this as if I'm going the 2,000 Amis. Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy, I have two legs, I have two hands, I could easily go the 2,000 Amis. There are no homeless people, Dreinzach, because they're all in Manhattan, so in this wilderness I don't have to worry about any enlistem, I don't have to worry about chayis, so I can easily get there. So Zokti on the top. Amai neima kim di boy amtuye motzi mamtile. Since if I wanted to get to my 2,000 Amis place to put down the Erev, I could do it. So I've got the lamb tie. Why don't I deem it as if I did it, even if I didn't bring it? Kimandim tie it up. So what the Gemara is asking is a fascinating question. Just like by the basket, I say, I don't actually have to physically open it, but the ability to be able to open, that's enough to make Eruv Eirev. So why do I physically have to go and take my Eirev to 2,000 Amis? Let me stay at home and let me go and say, I am bringing it to 2,000 Amis. I'm able to, I'm a yuchel, I'm able to bring it. So Zodan Kimandam Taidam, it's as if I brought it to that spot. Yes?
I think you told us a story of, I think it was the Kaiser was approached by the Jews of Berlin to make an Eirev, and they described the Mechitzas. The imaginary machitzas that would fall from the strings that they make Erev. So in the Kaiser system, why should put them as the strings? Basically, he's asking the first question.
Exactly. What Barry is reminding us of is a story that I told a couple of years ago, but we'll say it again. I don't know if it was the Kaiser, but they told us that the story happened at times of Chazonish. There was probably no Kaiser anymore. But in one of the German communities in Germany, they wanted to go and put up an Erev to be able to carry in Berlin, Hamburg, wherever it was, on Shabbos. So they went to the German official, and they explained to him that under Jewish law, there's something called Rishus Adam, Rishus Yochid, you're not going to carry Rishus Adam, but you can go and convert Rishus Adam to Rishus Yochid if you have walls around it, then it becomes Rishus Yochid. And instead of making actual walls, the rabbis taught us in the Talmud that if you put up strings, in other words, Arturus and Pesach, the wires, we deem those, we look upon them as if you have walls coming down, and therefore, that's what we want to do, we want to put these wires up. So we're not going to put up the actual walls, we're going to go and put up the wires. But we're going to deem the wires as if they're walls, and then we'll be able to go and carry them. So the German official, who was of course a great anti-Semite, said to him, I have a better idea. Why don't you deem it to be wires, and then go and don't even put the wires up, just deem them to be wires, and then deem the wires to be walls, and then you have the whole thing. So just another dude, a second riot. Don't put up wires and deem it to be walls. Don't put up wires and deem it to be wires, and then deem it to be walls. That, of course, he refused them permission. And even in America here, we have always problems whenever you want to put up an Erev in any new community. But anyway, that's the... So they told the story of the Chazanish, and the Chazanish said the German official was right in what he said, because once you characterize the walls as being, we deem them as if they're walls, and he's right, then deem the non-wires as if they're wires. So what they should have said is that according to halacha, when you have the wires, they are walls, not they are deemed to be walls. Wires are walls. Tunis Pesach, they are walls. Ah, so you can't go and say now, go and don't put up wires and deem to be the wires. No, the wires themselves.
They are.
They are real walls of the halacha. Therefore, I need to put up those walls. That's why I need to put up the wires. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, that's very apropos of Shekhar. As the Gemara is telling us over here too, what do I need to go and take the Erev out to that place? Deem it as if I took it out. Am Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira says, you know, what you asked is an excellent question, and I'll be sure you're right. But the reason why we won't allow for that is Gzeira Mishim Yontu Shechol Yoyis Acharat Shabbos. What happens if it's in reverse? Have a wonderful Shabbos. Mitzvah, see you Sunday morning if you can make it. Gzeira Mishim Yontu Shechol Yoyis Shabbos. What happens if Shabbos falls out on Shabbos? Yontu falls out on Sunday, and then I'm going to go and say, Shabbos late afternoon, I want to go tomorrow to Dion Kish, or Newark, New Jersey, or wherever I want to go to, and I want to be able to carry. Oh, I don't have to go and take the Erev out. Since I'm able to take the Erev out, I'm going to deem it as if the Erev... Here, I'm not able to take the Erev out.
Because you can't
Shabbos.
Carry...
Exactly. On Shabbos, you can't go and carry. So I can't say, I deem it as if... So therefore, they made a Gzeira Faker. That if Shabbos, if Yontov comes out before Shabbos, you have to actually carry it to that spot, and don't say, well, since I had the ability, because of the Gzeira, where it's going to be a reverse case, not Friday and Shabbos, but Shabbos and Sunday. Yes?
And why is it that a couple of days ago, when you said, let's say with the Truma, he can't eat it, but as long as the Kohen, that he himself, halachically, can never eat it, which is the same logic pattern as here.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it okay over here? Why is it not okay over here? It should be okay to follow the same logic to say that even though he can't eat the truma, but someone else could, then it's okay. Over here, he can't move it today because it's Shabbos, but he could on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Same logic.
Whenever the Gemara brings gezeirois, the gezeirois are because the Chachamim felt that you could easily make mistakes. Because Gemara, for instance, says, a shchiach goes by Rabban. If it's not shchiach, it goes by Rabban. When you have a Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday situation, you could easily be toer one for the other and say, well, last time we had this 5 years ago, it was also 2 days. One day went to Dundish, the other one went to Kushkin Halosh, and nobody caused me any problems. And now you're making one of these problems. They didn't have to take the Erev out at that time. I left the Erev at home and everything. But and now all of a sudden, new dinim. So therefore, they figured that that's a situation we have to make exam. In the case of your Yisrael and the Koyin, they apparently didn't feel you had to make an exodus. The Yisrael is not going to eat for the Truma. He could invite the Koyin over, and therefore it would be considered a proper residence for purposes of the Erev. Fregdimor Eisvei, Niskama Lishbeish Rishu Sadam, Hiniyechei Ruvai Bekoyisel. Oh, we're now moving from a tree, from the beam, from the basketball pole, and now we're getting to a wall. He put his Erev in a koisel. lower than Asar Tzvach. And he's standing there next to the Kaiser. It would be Erev. Erev is fine. Why is it fine? It's within his Dalet Amos. You get the benefit of Dalet Amos wherever you are. The only reason why the tree didn't get the Dalet Amos is because he put in this horizontal branch further on, fifth Amos. But here, he's next to the Kaisel, four Amos. Everything is fine. It's lower than 10 Tvachim, Eruv Erev. The Malami Tvachim ain't Eruv Erev. If it's higher than 10 Tvachim, the Erev is no good. Why is the Erev no good? We don't really need to get into that aspect. The reason why we don't need to get into it is because the focus of the Gemara is going to be on the Sefer. But nevertheless, we do want to understand why the Malami Asar, why doesn't it work? So, if you look at Rashi, three lines before the wide lines, why is it good? So he has the benefit of Shisiyachet to Shisiyachet. He's standing with Shisiyachet. He has his four amas. The wall is Shisiyachet Lamala. So even though he's taking one to the other, that's according to the Kamala Mimosh, the Fila Malam Yud is Chayef, Shachar Yochel later to Le'okle, the Mokim Shul Munach Shab. Kim the Malam Yasaru, Avikim Mokim Shul Yisosi, Mamish, Kol the Malam Yasaru, Adarkiya, Chodur Yishusi. So the Gambi, the case of higher than 10 Tvachim is fine. Nochba. The Matam Yasaru Tvachim, Eru V'Erev. The Malam Yasaru Tvachim, Eru V'Erev.
Why is it in Mokim Shul Yisosi? Is it in Mokim Shul Yisosi? If it's above 10, then it's otherwise with Shisarabim, that as it were, that Erev above 10 Tvachim is floating in a Makkah Patur. Why are we saying it's Rishisayachid?
These Rashis, I read the wrong Rashis. Those Rashis go on the next case by the Shavuot. It's my apologies, everybody. Go back to the Rashi, seven lines from the top of the Amud. Beniach Erev the Kaisel. Samach Lamakash Visasai, Chutz Arba Amis Kamar. Urki Kim the Be'ilan, just like the Ilan was on the fifth Amma, the Itoich Arba Amas Afil Amal Miyun Nami Ruvi Erev. The Noisim is Ruvi Erev Arba Amas. So he put it Erev Bekoisel. Now it depends, and he's standing five Amas away, right? Some of them are Chutz the Arba Amas Kamar. He's four Amas away, five Amas away.
Like the tree case.
Like the tree case. Urki Kim the Be'ilan. The Itoich Arba Amas Afil Amal Miyun Nami Ruvi Erev. Which is all within this bubble of the Talar Amas. So, Lamat Miyasari Ruvi Ev says Rashi Yam Gabdi Ruvi Chutz Arba Moitzov, even though his residence is five Amos away, Motzi Shokalei Nisuyit Pachas Pachas Mi Arba Amos. He can always go and take it off the Koisel and carry it slowly, two Amos at a time. Two Amos. Another 2 Amos. Oh, and now he's into his four Amos. Dafil Bashabasli Osir Ki Hai Gavna Elamishom Shvos Tirabonon. And we hold like Rebbe Ach Ben Shvosh Sulei Gospel. So that's if it's Lamat. If he's going to go out of his Arba Amos, it's a Shisram. He's a Shisram. This wall was 4x4, and it was 10 tall. On top of it, you have your Erev. So now it's a Shisayachid. So if he would have been Kodesh Lisa right next to the wall, it'd be all one Shisayachid. But since he's 4 Amos away, why did he do that? Barry asked before. I don't know, to make it more interesting. See, now 5 Amos away, he can't go and get it. The only way he can go and get it is to go and take it from the wall, which means from Rishus Yachid, to carry through the Rishus HaRabim. So what's the Lishkim Rishus Yachid? Do Rishus Rami, Ru Rishus Yachid. We said, when you're within your 4 Amos, it's Command the Mali Dami. But here you don't have a Command the Mali Dami because it's outside of the 4 Amos. Anyway, so bottom line is, Sinish Git.
His four hours are around him. Are fit, but it doesn't travel with him. It's fixed.
No, otherwise he can walk around.
Exactly.
Him.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's the ratio. But the important part is the safer. The skava lish boys bereshis shoyvach pei bereshis migdo lemalam yitvachem iruvei erev. What happens if there happens to be outside in the street a shoyvach, a dovecot? That's like a chicken coop, but it's for doves. Pei bereshis migdo, or it's the top of migdo. Now we think of usually migdal David, which is, you know, twice 10 stories high. This Migdal is talking about like an anwar that you have at home. And that Migdal, like Shida Tevel Migdal, and that Migdal was taller than 10 Tvachim, and he wants to be Shoivis on top of it. He wants to be Shoivis Niskaven Lishbeis Lamal Miyut Tvachim on top. Okay, now, what's the din? Niskaven Lishbeis Lamal Miyut Tvachim on top. Lamala miyutvachim, if he wants to go and he wants to be shoydis on top of the shoyvach, if the eruv is lamala miyutvachim, eruv ve'eruv.
The reverse of the Kosa case.
Well, what's the reason why? Because he, who the eruvai the mokem echad, he's lamala miyutvachim rosh shoyvach, which is ten tvachim tall. The eruv is lamala miyutvachim. They're in the same ear space. Eruv ve'eruv. However, if the Erev is below, Erev is Erev. Why? Because he's on top. And the Erev is down below. Why did you say that? Just like we said by the basket case, you could take the Migdal and turn it on its side. Here I believe the article does have a picture of the turning of the side, even in this older edition. Oh, how come I missed this before? This was the Kalkola where it was carved out. Carved out Kalkola and the tree and great. And here you have your canoe where it comes to a point and you didn't have foot bottom. That was before. Should we go over the whole Gemara again? Anyway, so this is carved out. Here's the bottom. And then we get to the picture over here. Here you have your Migdal, and the Migdal is standing up. And now it's to the side, you push it down.
So where is, when he pushes it down, where is his Makom Shlisa? Earlier we said he's on top of the Migdal standing.
Right.
Now he tilts it over, where is he?
And now he has your, and here's your, the Erev standing over here next to the Migdal. But the point is, by doing that, then...
eliminated the separation.
Exactly. It's no longer in two separate Shiyos, now they're in the same Rishis. Even though originally he was in one Rishus and the Erev is in the other Rishus, now they're together in the same Rishus. It's just like you said by the Kalkola. It's flexible, you can pull it down. Say the same thing in the Gabi the Migdal. Go and push the Migdal down. Now you're going to be sure this Lamata. You were on top of the Migdal, and now the Migdal is down below. You're going to be down below too. You're going to be within the Asar. The question is an excellent question. We're talking about a Migdal that was nailed to the ground. Since it was nailed to the ground, that's the reason why it was not flexible. As if you would go and nail the both handles of the Kalkola to the tree, that you couldn't open up the Kalkola.
So since you can't toil, since you can't deem it that way, it's not possible.
Exactly. So here you can't do it because it's nailed down. Askina. Even if it's not, it's a big, tall Migdal. The Imam Tilei Horta also Chusli Arba Ames. Oh, that's the old Chusli Arba Ames problem. In other words, just like by the tree was Chusli Arba Ames, and just by the Koisel, here too, it's a tall Migdal. By the time you go and put the Migdal down on the side, and you're still on the top of the Migdal, your Shavis on the top. Now you're going to be 5 amas away from your Erev, and that's why you won't be able to get to the Erev.
But during Ben HaShemashos, his Makom Shlisa was in that space at the top of the Migdal when he was standing up.
Right.
Now that it's down, in a way, that still is Makom Shlisa up there.
The question is well taken. The Gemara apparently assumes that if since the top of the Migdal, wherever the Migdal is, that's where he is.
So it's relative to the top of the Migdal, not relative to the actual space.
How was he living up on top of the Migdal? What do you mean?
He wasn't living, he was Miskav in this place.
He said Dam Nishvos, so why do we deal with the, before when all these cases we could have said Miskav in Nishvos come
up? Everything is 100% right. Each time, the Gemara always asks that question.
We always said, what does he deem to be his home?
Where does he want to be? Yeah, exactly. If you go back to Lamed Beis and Beis, the Gemara has talked about Ilan. Mala, Mata, Mala, Mala. Where does he want to be shaitz? Ilan miskav lishbois lamala uveirum mokem echad. And miskav lishbois lamata. So then you got a problem. If you're a shaitz lamala.
So he has an imaginary abode, above. He has to load up whatever it is.
His imaginary abode is the top of the mikvah. I hope he put his pajamas there and his negelbasser, so that when he wakes up in the morning, he won't have any.
So what he has is on top of the.
All on top of the mikvah. And now we're saying, let's go and move the Migdal to horizontal instead of vertical. And then he'll be in the same Rishus together with his Erev. The problem is that the Migdal is too tall. And now when it comes to the ground, it's more than 4 Amos away. It's 4 Amos away, he's not able to get to the Erev.
we'll just review this.
Because he's too high. He's Beroy Shemigdo. Samara asked, Hamai, Hokanami, Nimah, Yochel, and Toys, or Via, Toychasar, just like the, it can bend the basket, bend the Mingo. Rabbi says, you can't bend the Mingo because it's nailed solid to the ground. Rabbi says, even if it's not nailed solid, since it's a tall Mingo, put it down, he's going to be 5 amas away from his.
So Rabbi is answering, a few came up in the Shainan,
Tall part, if you're going to go move it down to the ground, he's going to be beyond 4 amas. That's the picture over here. See, Yoisame Arba Amas. You have the big goal originally standing vertically.
Yeah.
Now it's horizontal.
Oh,
his aim is over here.
So
now he's going to be over here.
His footprint, when it falls, is beyond the.
His footprint is beyond
the. Well, on this radius.
It's more than 4 amas. So
exactly, more than 4 amas.
The taller they are, the
harder they fall. And here they're really falling hard because he's going to miss his eight of them.
Okay.
So, Gemara, I have another slight question. Echidami, idi ikka kavsa umisna, laise be kavsa umisna. What the Gemara says is, okay, I can't go and bend the whole migdal down like I wanted to do with the basket. But I have another eitzah. Assuming that this migdal has a window to it, and assuming that he has a rope, let him tie the rope around the Erev and snatch the Erev through the window into his Migdal. And the window would have to be a skylight type of hole or window. And he's, because he's on top of the Migdal, so he would have access to the Erev even from the top. And so Mark Gillespie covered and says, talking about a Migdal that doesn't have a window, he doesn't have a rope, Kenish, Kashi Vamas. And if there had been, in fact, a window with a rope, you'd be able to go and rope it in and be within the same issues. Now, I realize that the Gemara until now was very challenging, but Baruch Hashem, with all of your able assistance, we've met up to the challenge. The good news is that from here till the end is going to be smooth sailing in Yetz Hashem. Back in the Mishnah, we said, Ilan, Lamata. But what happens if he put his Eiv in a bar? So the Omik may am, even if it's 100 Amis deep, still fine, doesn't matter. Where is this bar? Even the koy b'shusiyachet is the bar b'shusiyachet. Pshita b'shusiyachet. Just like we say b'shusiyachet olad rokiya chihechid the salkali el. Just like b'shusiyachet goes all the way up. Hachan amin nachsel tachel goes all the way down. So wherever your b'shusiyachet is, up to shemayim, down to the core of the earth. So of course, so Rashi says, why does it say afilu meyam amad? It's like a better portion. In fact, it's all Rosh Hashiach. Now the Kodesh Rosh Hashanah, the bar is Rosh Hashanah. In the Skabal Nishma Yisaycha. See, Brother Shai, where did he want to be Shait? Ilam Mala, if he wants to be Shait this on flat level of the ground, then he's the Mala, who? And the Mokim Echad, the Ruvim Mokim Achad, who? He is up above, and the Erev is down below, they had a twain meet. He's in Rosh Hashanah, that's Rosh Hashiach. They're not in the same Rosh Hashanah. Elamai ilamata, he's miskaven. Not that he moves in with his bed down below. According to Hanan, according to Beshama, maybe you have to take your bed. But his kavana was, I'm going to be shaved lamata in the bottom of the bar. Pshita, so what's the shayla? He's inside the bar. Eight of inside the bar. They're both in the same Shasiyach. What's the shayla? Everyone likes to hear the Koyb Karmelis. Oh, it's talking about that the bar is inside a karmelis. He's up above. Like, you can't go and carry from a karmelis into Shusiyach and a karmelis on Shabbos. It's Issad Rabbanon. So it's not who the Eruvim Mokim Echad. For Rebbe, he have a cold over Shemishim Shluz because Allah Bein Ashmoshois, since it happens to be Rabbanon, karmelis to Shusiyach and karmelis, then no Gzeira Ben Ashmoshois. Simple Gemara. Good. Fine.
No, just like Rishus. I mean, the twist here is that we're saying it's
karmless,
not just a
rabbit. Correct. So the same thing would be if it would be on top of
the
tree, it would be
a right, or the more said chita. So what's the twist? It's karmless. We're trying to tell us that karmless is. We would have thought it's worse than Rosh Hashanah.
The answer to our pshita is because we hold like Rebbe, because we hold that the mission was going according to Rabbanah, and he wants to be shoyvis in the karmless, and his Erev is down below in the bar, he would not be able to aim a Ruvay Erev. Why in a Ruvay Erev? Because even though it's an Isser only an Isser to Rabbanah, but Isser to Rabbanah is also Osser Bein Hashmashas. Therefore, it would be also
back
this
Erev.
Back to that, we're going according to that. One more Mishnah Rabbi said, very simple, of the Mishnah. Nosle Berosh HaKonah. He put his Erev on top of a pole. Oy Berosh HaKundis. Kundis is also a shtickle type of pole. It's an omber, a platform, a bestender. Bizmanchu Tolush V'no'ut. If this pole was originally Tolush, in other words, it's not a tree. It was originally, maybe originally was a tree, but it was Tolush. And now Noitz, he went and stuck it, embedded it back into the ground again. For the Gvoya Kufam, even if it's 100 amis tall, how is the Erev the good Erev? Why is a good Erev?
It should give a shuckle and a fall to the ground by his feet.
Because it's not attached.
Sorry?
It's not mechubar.
How is the Erev? Well, okay. Says he went, Romi later of Adabar Maslerab, Tolish the Noitz, Ein, in. Loi Tolish V'no'etz Loi. It's only because it's Tolish V'no'etz, meaning that it was at one time attached and I embedded back in the ground. Then I said in the Mishnah, Harzeiv. It's Mashavah V'Tolish V'no'etz Loi, meaning that if it would be still attached to the ground, M'chubar, like a tree, then I would say Loi. It wouldn't work. Now why wouldn't it work? L'chori, this happens to be the top of a Rosh HaKonah. Konah is not a Rosh HaSeyach. Why isn't that Rishus HaYachid?
It's too narrow.
It's too narrow. Uh-huh. Okay. But nevertheless, I wouldn't be able to go and take it. It would not be a good Erev. You know why it wouldn't be a good Erev, says Rashi? Because to get to the top of this Konah, which is planted, which is Mechumber, I have to climb up 100 Amos. I'd be Mishtamish B'Ilon. Mishtamish B'Ilon, you're not going to be Mishtamish B'Ilon and Shabbos. Because that is a Deraisa, it's a Rabbanan. It's a Rabbanan. But I can do it Ben Ashmashis. So why does it say Loi? It would not be a good Erev. Matter Rabbanani. How many called Davish? Shem Shvus. Rabbi Rabbeinu Shmashes goes like the Rabbanan. Afraid Timara. But Amis Reish a minute ago when we were talking about the case of the bar. That's Rebbe. He. So even though the bar happens to be 100 Amis deep, and he happens to be the Malin in the Carmelis, no problem. Carmelis, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Shvus, like other Rabbeinu Shmashes. In our Mishnah, we said only because it's Tolish V'notes. But if it be Mechubar, it would not be a good Erev. Why? Because climbing up the tree. That's a Shvus. Rabbanan, the Amri, Shvus, Gazer, Levin, Shvushes. V'amis Reisha, Rebbe, Reisha, sorry. V'amis Reisha, Rebbe, is Reisha, Rebbe, the Sefer Rabbanan. Again, V'amis Reisha, Rebbe, you said before that the Reisha was Rebbe. Are you going to say Reisha, Rebbe, the previous Mishnah is Rebbe, and now the Sefer is Rabbanan? That's not from today. That was already asked 20 machzoidim of the Daf Yomi already back, where Rami Bar Chama asked this to Rav Chisda. And he answered him, yes! Reisha Rebbe, the Sefer Rabban, Al Korcha have no choice. The previous case about the bar goes according to Rebbe, the case of our Mishnah goes according to the Rabban. Rabbin Amakul Rebbe. Both our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, everything is Rebbe, Rebbe, Rebbe. The Sefer Gzeira Shema Yiktoim. What means Gzeira Shema Yiktoim? Here we're talking about, remember, the case of the Mishnah is Tolish V'not. But the diuk is, if it wasn't Tolish V'not, if it would be Mechuba Lekarka, and you'd have your Erev on top, says the Gemara, that wouldn't be a good Erev. Why wouldn't it be a good Erev? Until now we assume the reason is because it goes according to Rabbanan, Shvus, Gergol Ben Shvashis. Tomorrow, that's not the reason. The reason is because if you're putting an Erev at the top of a Mechuber Dikakana, which means basically an Elon, you know what might happen? You might see that the Erev is not sitting nicely on top of this branch, and you might start cutting off some leaves and some twigs from the top of the branch, and it should be set in nicely.
Melech of
Koitzer, Rashi said, Melech of Koitzer. Therefore, Adzis Kzeira, that's the reason why it is Asur. So it has nothing to do with the dinim of the Mishtamish B'ilan. Mishtamish B'ilan, that would be a Drabbanan. A Koitzer is a Diraisa. Now, the more tells us the story of how Pulmas
saw. But it's only a Kzeira that he made. So
but the Kzeira was the cause of a Diraisa, because of Melech of Koitzer. So you look at the Rashi Kzeira Shem Yiktoim. Let's take a Rashi. Kzeira Shem Yiktoim. Says Rashi, about, you have that, about 15 lines at the top. Lefisha Kona Rachu. It's a slender Kona. When he takes the aid of honor off, that the person might go and climb up the tree. I'm not koshish. Avliktimas kona vadahi aydirakicha, because it is so soft, miktima, you can easily cut it at the top. Vlav shvusu, amalocha de mechai mishim koitze. So even though you're right, it's based on a gzeira, but apparently what Rashi is saying is that since this is such a simple, regular thing that may easily happen, I'm choishish over here because of hichtoy. Mashenki, in the case of it is going to go and climb up the tree, it's a strong tree, I'm not choishish over yalav yimush. So getting back to my hu pulmasa. Pulmasa means a garrison of troops. Hu pulmasa dos neherdor. They came to neherdor, and as a result, there was not sufficient social distancing. So what do they do? Amalu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Talmidim, it's on Friday, we're going to need a lot of seats tomorrow in Shul and the Bismedish. Hoiku avidu kivushi kafshi be'agma ulamocha nezel v'nesev ilavai. I want you to go out there in the field where you have a lot of reeds. Take all those reeds and bend them downwards and make makeshift seats on them so that we'll be able to go and sit on them tomorrow when we're going out into the field. And they're mechub. When it's tolish v'no, it's if it's not mechubri, you're okay. But if it's loy tolish v'loy no, it's mechubri ma'amish, you can't. Why are you being mishtamish be'ilon? And here, you also be mishtamish be'ilon. You're taking these konim and you're bending them over. Isn't that also being mishtamish be'ilon? Oh, Malaysia told him, Hasan be'uzredin. What's my uzredin? Rashi says, uzredin shehukshu kvar harehen ki'ilon. Ah, if you're talking about the kona of our Mishnah, kona could also be defined as a reed, also could be defined as a pole. If you're talking about that it's hard like a rock, or hard like a piece of wood, like a tree, then the chachamim were goyzer, that you're being mishtamish b'ilon. Here, however, we're not talking about hard konim, we're talking about soft konim, which are bendable, which are flexible. Ah, those you're allowed to go and move on Shabbos. Says Rashi, because the only time the chum asud being mishtamish b'ilon is an ilon which is as hard as a tree, as hard as wood, as hard as a rock. But if they're flexible reeds, no problem of being mishtamish b'ilon. How do you know that there is that difference between when it's hard reeds or soft reeds? The sign you learned in the Brisa. I have two Brises. Brisa number one is Hakonin, Vo'otidim, Vehegin. All three of these, Rashi says, are thorn bushes.
Hizmi Vehigi, we have.
Right, Hizmi Vehigi, exactly right. On the Hizmi Vehigi, we have in Bava Basra talking about making a wall out of Hizmi Vehigi. And we also have that the hops grow on the Hizmi. They hop aboard the Hizmi Vehigi bushes. So they're min ilan hein. They're all three types of bushes. And the Ein Kalam, the Otad, we had in the Torah, Goyna Otad, right, when we had by the Levaya of Yaakov Avinu. They came to Goyna Otad. They put up the crowns over there. Anyway, Tzakon, Ba'idin, Ba'hegin, Min, Ilan, Hein, they're all considered trees. The Ein Kalam, the Kerem, since they're trees, they're not Kalam if you plant them inside a Kerem, inside a vineyard. Hatan Ida, but there's another Raisa, Hakonim. Here's his Konim with a Nun, here's Konim with a Mem, but they're both the same thing. Hakonim Vakidon, Urvenin, Min Yerakeh. These are like vegetables. Oh, Vein Kelayim Mekarem, then they are Kelayim. So Kasha Dodi, make up your mind about the Konim. Is the Konim a tree? Or is it like a grass? Is it like a vegetable? Is it like greens? It's a Chastira. Shema Mina, Kan Be'udin, Kan Be'shein Izudin, Shema Mina. If the Kodim happen to be stark, they're hard as wood, they've hardened, they're uzrudin tied, then ilan hang. However, if they're still soft and flexible and pliable, then they're not uzrudin. So the same Kona, depending on its age and its level of growth and its strength, could be a tree, could be just grows like greens from the ground. Frank Timora, we said over here, Hakonim v'hakidon, Urvin and Min Yerake, so Kidon, I don't know what Kidon is, but said Mar Kidon Min Yereko. But then we learn the Mishnah, Ein Markivim Pegem Al Gabi Kida Levana. Don't be marking a Pegem on the Kida Levana. Why? Because the Pegem is like a Yerek and the Kida is like an Elon. So you just said a moment ago, Kina Kidah. or kidon. He said mini erekei, and now you're telling me that the kidon levana is a tree. Amra papa kidon lechud, the kidon levana lechud. Kidon, in fact, happens to be a tree. I'm sorry, a kidon happens to be a yerek. A kidon levana is a tree, and the never the twain shall meet. Stuff of here, boys. I'm interested to do something.
The key is also when you fall to your thumbs, and I wonder if it's related to when you're picking key there or something.
Maybe.
What time is broadcasting? I may not be here Sunday, but I'd like to participate.
Well, Mitch, you're broadcasting. You made it after the minion is over.